This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and as we do on this show every weekend, I try to locate and find great things to do across Connecticut. It's a tiny state. People need to get out and adventure across the river, over the woods, and past Grandma's house to find these things, but it's okay. It's a tiny state. And I came across the North Brantford Potato and Corn Festival. I will admit, I'd have never heard of this thing, and in doing some research on it, it looks like an amazing time. It kind of, you know, goes back to Connecticut roots, farming, agriculture, you know, living off the land, and a potato and corn festival I just thought was amazing. So I reached out and got a hold of Mary Alyssa Giovanni, co-coordinator, was once a volunteer for this, and now she's making it every year. Mary Alyssa, thank you for joining me this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So, you know, we'll start with, how did this festival begin? Like, what was the brainchild? Let's throw a potato and corn festival together.
Well, to celebrate North Brantford being an agricultural community, community members got together, and as I understand, it was a very small one-day fair, and it was to celebrate all the great farming families that we have right here in town.
So we've gone from one day to this year, it's going to be a four-day event.
We added a fourth day.
You start right now on Thursday, at the August 4th, so next weekend through Sunday, August 7th. So obviously, you're doing something right. It's growing. You know, we've had a little bit of this crazy thing called COVID going around. So it's been a two-year hiatus. So I'm assuming people are ready. Like, people want to get out. And everyone I've talked to doing this show and talking to different events, people just want to get out. Is the community ready? Are they rallying behind this? I mean, do you need more volunteers or everything ready to rock and roll for next weekend?
A little bit of both. We're always looking for volunteers and new committee members for the future years. And I think the community is ready for it. We've been working around the clock to make sure we're all ready for it. And I think it's going to be a good time. There's a lot of positive feedback online. And, I mean, you can't really go anywhere in this town without somebody asking about the festival.
So, I've done, and I won't mention the festival, I went to a themed festival earlier this year and was kind of sad there was nothing involving that theme. Now, being potato and corn festival, are we going to have lots of potato and corn things going on? Please say yes.
Well, yes. So we have a whole booth where you have the corn comes from three of our farms right here in North Brantford. We have fresh corn, potatoes that we have, you know, you can get a variety of toppings. But in addition to that, we also have a lot of contests and games that center around that. So we do have a mashed potato making contest, a mashed potato throwing contest. The kids get to throw some mashed potatoes at Mr. Potato Head.
Awesome.
We have a corn eating contest. So we do have a lot of, there's definitely heavy influences. Sometimes there's even appearances from Mr. Potato Head too.
Oh, excellent. Well, we won't give away all the secrets behind the curtain, but that's good. Like, I mean, one of those things, I'm a sweet corn guy, and I will say it. I think some of the best sweet corn in the world is grown here in Connecticut. A good summer meal to me is just literally give me a dozen ears of corn, a grill, and a vat of butter, and I'm happy.
Absolutely. A little salt.
You know, a little bit of salt, there's nothing like Connecticut sweet. I mean, I'm looking at the event page. It's nbpotatofest.com, nbpotatofest.com. I'm looking under the events. We got carnival rides. There's games, contests, food vendors. But there's, like you said, it's a fair. It's a festival. There's a car and motorcycle show on Friday. There's tractor pulls. There's antique tractor pulls. But to cap it off on Saturday night, have fireworks.
Yes.
You know, that's Americana at its finest. Fireworks and eating corn. that's a match made in heaven right there.
Yes, and we're going to have an elevated show this year where we've been working with our fireworks company, and it's going to be one of the best shows in Connecticut. It's going to be about 20 minutes long, And we've especially, you know, again, being the 20th anniversary, that we've pushed the limits a little bit, and it definitely can be the best fireworks show that the Potato and Corn Festival has had so far.
That's awesome. Now, if people, like I said, the website nbpotatofest.com, people want more information, they can head there. There's so many things going on. I always ask my guests stuff like this random oddball question. You've been volunteering for a while. Now you're co-coordinator of this event.
I've been a volunteer through COVID, so this is actually my first time live behind the scenes.
You know, you need like a button that says that I survived volunteering through COVID.
You do. It's no longer a Zoom. I have to be there now.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure many people are happy to be there. You know, there's things are going on. People want to get out and adventure. Now, Mary Alyssa is, you know, the young girl. She's running around the North Brantford Potato and Corn Festival. Is there the one thing that you are running to that you could, like, tease for us to let people know, like, this is what we're bringing. Get ready for this.
I think we have a lot of great entertainment, but one of the things I know that my daughter especially is very excited about is the Ferris wheel that we have this year. Is the third largest portable Ferris wheel in New England.
Don't do heights.
That our amusement company Fiesta is bringing to us. And we have a bigger footprint for rides this year. Our public works here in North Brantford has been manicuring all summer, Auger Park over there, and we are going to have more rides than we've ever had before. So I think that we've brought in a lot of new cool stuff for families that are going to be great. We have an Encanto show that's coming on Sunday for the kids. That's interactive. They get to get up on stage and sing and dance with their characters. We have School of Rock, which is a area music school. I believe there's four or five of them all over Connecticut, but Madison is coming with their house band, and it's, you know, a bunch of, teenagers that go to this music school, and they're going to be coming and performing, which is, I think, pretty cool. We have one of our own young people from North Brantford, Jonah Gianafrido. He is a fourth grader, and he's going to open for them. He's a very talented musician that goes to that school, and he's only 9 years old. I'm pretty excited to see. It's going to be hard for me to be everywhere I need to be, because I definitely want to check out a lot of the entertainment myself.
And these are the things, you know, it's communities coming together that make these events possible. I mean, like you said, you know, the volunteers are always needed. Volunteers play a massive role in things like they go so under the radar. I think, you know, we need to highlight them. Volunteers make events like this go around, especially community volunteers. And I'm sure there's people that you know from, you know, when they're still doing this, it's a highlight for families to volunteer for things.
Well, in our committee, most of them have been involved since the beginning. You know, we have definitely some of our committee members have been there for the 20 years, and their commitment is year round. As soon as this wraps up, we start meeting again for next year.
That's big. You know, that's what makes things like this happen. I notice also there's a 5K run and walk this year.
Yeah, so that's yearly. That's put on with Floyd's 5K. It is a non-for-profit that is local, and they run that. So there is a link to sign up on their site on our website if anybody's interested in doing the 5K that Sunday morning.
So you can get up, do a run, have a baked potato, have some sweet corn, go back for some more potato fun, enjoy some great events. You got the tractor pulls and all that fun stuff. I mean, you can... It's 4 days for a reason. You pack a lot in for 4 days.
We do. And Thursday night is our North Brantford night, where we're celebrating our own community. Parking is free that night for North Brantford residents with valid ID. And we also, our wristband prices are $25 online that night. That's the lowest price for a single day wristband. And we actually have a really great deal. Our full festival wristbands for 4 days is $60. So it breaks down to $15 a day if you want to come every day. That's usually what I do with my own kids.
Yeah, see, it's one of those things.
I like to get my money's worth out of it.
Yeah, and especially if you have kids. And, you know, Mother Nature being what it's been on a weekend, we're gonna hope for some nice weather. We're sending, you know, the weather guys notes to make sure the weather's nice. But you never know. So buying that weekend pass, especially if you're going with the family, you know, kids are fickle. Mother Nature's fickle. If the kids are done for the day, you can just be like, fine, we're done for the day. We can come back tomorrow and continue the adventure. I think buying those weekend passes is a great thing. And if anyone wants more information, NB North Branford, nbpotatofest.org. It's the North Branford Potato and Corn Fest. I love it. Happening Thursday, August 4th through Sunday, August 7th. The hours are on the website. Everything's there. The list of events. I want to thank Mary Alyssa Giovanni, co-coordinator and started as a volunteer and made this thing her little. It's what you do now. And like you said, you're going to end.
Not just what I do, I have to thank, I mean, all of North Branford Park and Recreation, who's very much involved, our director, Jesse Caetano, the Park and Rec Commission, especially Steve Trino, who is the chair, who is actually, you know, helping my partner in coordinating this year to get me up and running, along with Councilwoman Rose Angeloni is part of the coordination team, and Elisa Pannone, who is basically North Branford's mom. She has been a volunteer for the festival for 20 years now. So the support system is massive to make sure that, you know, we have a good festival.
And shout out to all those people. Like I said, it's the volunteers. It's people that the love in the community, support of everyone makes things like this. So August 8th, you know, you can start planning the following year's 4-day North Branford Potato and Corn Festival. Let's get through this one. Let's get some people through the gates eating some potatoes and corn. I can't wait. Mary Alyssa, thank you for joining me this morning. These are the things that go on in Connecticut that I want people to enjoy right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.